7:03, we call this meeting to order. We're going to start with attendance. I'd like to hear what you are most excited for over Thanksgiving break, or what you're most thankful for.
Senator Barrow?
One.
Either or.
I'm most excited for my Aunt Donna's sweet potatoes. Okay,
Senator Watt? Senator O'Neill?
Seeing family.
Senator Donald?
My dogs.
Yep. Senator Fasandola?
I'm doing a 10K on Thanksgiving morning. That's going to be great.
Senator Arshad?
I'm going to chill and relax on the hill.
Senator O'Connell?
I'm excited to see family and friends and to eat food that's not from the cab.
Senator Lundbeck?
I'm most thankful for
Senator Hannan? Sarah Martinez.
I'm excited about Wisconsin.
Sarah Anderson.
I'm most excited to get the things done that I have not gotten done lately.
Yeah, John.
I am excited to not have classes tomorrow.
Sarah Taven.
I am excited to spend some quality time with my family.
Rachel Schwartz.
I'm excited to see my family and relax.
Raymond Tian Sirat.
Excited to make some pies.
President Chagoski.
I'm thankful for the perfectly flawed life that I live and the chance to make it less flawed every day.
President Singh.
I am not eloquent like Alex is. I'm thankful for you all and the hard work you do on this campus to make a difference every day. And I'm also really excited to go watch Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them with my little brother. He's super pumped, so we can go to the movie theaters and watch that.
I'm excited to see my nephew, who is in his first semester as a freshman at UC Boulder. And so I haven't seen him since he left, so I'm excited to talk college with him.
All right, Administrative Director Magabiano.
Excited to go to Wisconsin.
How fun. Okay, with that, we have a quorum. Wait, what did I miss? Nothing? Okay. With that, we have quorum, and now we're going to move on to approval of the minutes from last Monday's meeting. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies? Seeing none, minutes are approved. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment? All right, seeing none, unfinished business. Committee updates. First, we have Diversity Chair Taven. Would you like to give us your updates?
So the DAPL panel was canceled, and it will be rescheduled for Wednesday, December 7th. It's either going to be from 6:30 to 7, 6 to 7, or from 7 to 8. That's been decided, working on getting a wider scope for the panel to making sure it's not as one-sided as it was currently, or was going to be, because that was the main issue. So I have emails out to a bunch more props, so hopefully we can make this very inclusive and make it the robust discussion that we really want from this. The pronoun thing, the meeting with Brenda Kelly was great, and so, did I already give this update? I don't remember, but that's good, we're gonna do it again. So she's talking to enrollment management and the registrar to see what they think about it and bring it to the e-board. about that kind of stuff. Gribbly is apparently a different kind of thing, so we have an email to GTS to talk about getting preferred pronouns on Gribbly and being able to toggle that, and that kind of stuff. And then we have a survey going out to the professors to see if they actually ask for pronouns right now and then use them throughout the semester, just to kind of see how that's going. And then we have an email to David Moss to see if that's something we can actually code into the systems for Slate Fusion, Academic Support System, and the Register System, because he's the one who's in charge of all that code. And then our first week back from break, Brenda will contact us. You can look for an update either that week or the following week. That's it.
Cool. Any questions or comments or concerns for Chair Taven? Questions? All right, seeing none, we'll do our ethics update, and Parliamentarian Sella will be doing that for us tonight.
So we're going to talk about this more in new business, but there's going to be some proposed change to the language in the Constitution pretty soon to figure out the situation with off-campus representatives, because right now the Constitution asks for two off-campus representatives, and as I'm sure you're all aware, there are a lot less people off-campus this year than there normally have been. So there's been some discussion and debate and new proposed language about just basically changing it to one and then having a provision so that the Senate can decide. Later on, we're going to talk about it more in new business, but just be aware of that.
Cool. Any questions or concerns right now? All right. Seeing none, health and housing?
So my committee and I met last week, and we came out with a plan. So it's kind of like a full year plan where it focuses more on the mental health aspect of our committee and whatnot. And so what we're planning to do is by the end of this semester, we are planning to put some statistics out about mental health and just about mental health around Gustavus and our mental health around the United States, just to compare the two and like to see how many Gustavus students actually are maybe suffering from mental health and how many of them are actually getting help compared to like national statistics and stuff like that. And so then we'll do that this semester. And then J term, we are planning to send out a video which would have some personal experiences and personal ways and just personal stories about people dealing with mental health and how they did it and what resources they used and whatnot. And so that would be done during J-term. And then during spring, we're thinking of doing a panel with more of like more personal experiences and just having counselors, faculty, and other and students just to talk about mental health and just kind of bring awareness and decrease the stigma that's around our community with mental health, because it's not something people should be afraid to like get help because they might be suffering from it. Like, it's something that we kind of see people are scared to admit that they either do have a mental health or that they're struggling with their mental health, and I think it, this would be a good thing to help decrease that stigma around it. And so, yeah, and if you have anything that you might want to incorporate or have any ideas, just you can bring that up to me after the meeting or just send me an email. And then also just a little update with the therapy dogs. I'm going to look more into it, but they weren't allowed to come before just because someone from finance, I think, told them that they needed a specific insurance coverage for Gustavus specifically, and then they were kind of confused by that because no other place or school requires them to do that. And so I'm going to have a meeting with whoever the finance director is and just discuss the possibility of bringing therapy dogs to Gustavus.
And the timing might be good on that because it's a different VP that felt strongly about that previously.
Are there any questions for Chair Martinez? Questions? All right, seeing none, is there any other unfinished business? Unfinished business? Seeing none, we're going to move on to new business. First, we'll have our finance budget for Women's Lacrosse Club support, and it's going to be presented by Senator Barron, because our finance director and controller are not here today.
A couple of members had said they would be here, but they're not here. So there was a little bit of confusion when they came to talk about this last week. Like Women's Lacrosse is a club sport, and they usually apply in the spring to get their full, you know, whatever, like $4,000 or so that club sports usually are allotted. And but that process, and because of that, they are kind of applying mid-year here for some more money to fund some of the things that they want. And so they've requested overall $3,562. And hopefully we can display the budget up there with all the specifics, but it included like member dues, referee, travel costs, things like that, and then some capital improvements. But what was made unclear to the captains about the process was the fact that they have to show documentation for everything. So they have to show that, you know, this is like proof that this is cost this much, or that the balls cost $40 or whatever, because we can't just approve it without knowing that that's actually how much it costs. And so there's a little bit of confusion on that, and because of that, at the time the finance committee was, we were like, we can't fund this, it goes against our bylaws that you didn't provide documentation, but if you provide documentation by the meeting, then we would recommend in full whatever they were able to approve for. So they were able to give the finance chair documentation for their league dues, which totaled $800. Documentation for the dome rental in St. Cloud, which was for $112.50, as well as full documentation for their capital improvements, which totaled $75 and included new lacrosse balls and a scoreboard, like a flip scoreboard. And so with that, the sum total of what they approved and provided documentation for was $1,280, which is at this point what the finance committee would recommend to the Greater Senate for us to approve now. And
finance committee representative, questions? All right, I'll open the floor for discussion. Co-president Chakowski.
It's unfortunate that the student org is not here today, but as a member of finance committee, did you had more time to come up with the proof that they needed for the other things that they would actually get that done, or was this kind of like a stopping point?
Well, it was two junior captains, and the senior captains are the ones that usually do all the money stuff, it seemed like. And so they were kind of going off last year's numbers for all of these budget items, and so we didn't know if it had changed, or and they didn't exactly know where they were coming. And so we weren't as comfortable funding everything that goes against, we were very comfortable going against our bylaws of, you know, prove how much things cost. Like, I mean, like, personally, I have no reason to doubt them, but just the fact that it violated our bylaws, we felt that we shouldn't fund things.
I guess my question then is, do you feel if they were given more to come up with the necessary documentation for the rest of the things on there?
I think they would be able to, like the dues and stuff, felt like it was more time sensitive that they wanted to get that in. But I feel like they had more time, and not near Thanksgiving and stuff, they would be able to get more stuff, more documentation.
Potentially tabling this just to give the student board more time.
Chair Martinez.
Do you know how much time they had, like, after someone told me to documentation for many things?
Thursday was when they found out. And so this was all of the weekend that they found for these three things.
Stay available.
Senator Clark, yep.
So when did they need to send us their, like, first? The first date that appears on here is February 26th, but then right away, but I assume they needed them soon. But not, there was no, like, jeopardize their compensation. I can't speak for it, but judging by I feel.
Chair Anderson.
Because I felt oppositely that time-sensitive their dues are, which you had mentioned was perhaps a little bit more.
I'm kind of just speculating at this point, but it seems like the dues would be the most pressing thing, because all the others have base.
If they have the same budget for the rest of the items later, that's fine.
Yeah.
So this one can be recommended at.
Advisor?
Yeah, I'm not returning to Student Senate for the items that aren't funded this time around subsequently, is that correct?
Yep.
Just wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing some major rule.
I'd encourage you to discuss maybe how you plan to proceed with your vote. Senator Antes?
What would it look like to postpone this discussion until it potentially be here but before the end of the meeting? Because there is the potential for them to come back and to sort of explain themselves at least, but they're not here.
Do you want to answer that? Is there any guarantee that they're going to be here?
No, I mean, we mentioned that they can, like, this, like with most other groups, we said the same thing. It's like, you know, like 7 o'clock on Monday, and they could have just forgot, or there could be conflicts. I don't know, the fall and try. It's not like if you want them to do this, most of us are thinking. So it's the, you know, where the mouse was from 50 cents, which the $800 is for the dues, which they provided back, and $75 for capital improvements, which was made above getting a new scoreboard and rate.
Okay. Senator Hannon?
I think we should for what they're asking funding for and for what's on the ticket to the cost. And I don't see any reason why we should try to table it, because if we found proof of the cost for other items that they're like money for, so I think we should.
Yes. Discussion. Budget as recommended for $1,287.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? Seeing none, budget is approved as recommended. So because you're here from the Finance Committee, I'd recommend you contact or Finance Committee contacts the org and tells them that this got approved and this didn't, but you can come back, because that might not be clear that they can come back for the items that they come in.
I'll share this.
All right. So now we're gonna open up the floor to talk about off-campus representative and constitutional changes. I'm going to yield to Parliamentarian Sala to give us a little more background on that as a member of the Ethics Committee.
Okay. So first off, this might need to wait a week because I have not heard anything from Daryl, and I haven't been able to get the specific wording of the charge he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm gonna probably say we're gonna wait on this for a week. But again, it's just words to the Constitution that change two off-campus senators to one, or however many, and then something about letting the Senate decide to change it. Because as you can look around and see, there are no people from the off-campus here because no one is interested, and it seems unnecessary that we have two senators in the Constitution when the only other places they get to are complex and co-ed. So be on the lookout for that. I think that's about the poll. We can discuss a little bit, I guess.
Sure.
Director Schwartz?
So is there like a certain number of people we need? There is, right?
For what?
I'm asking, I guess. Like, isn't there like a certain number of senators we're supposed to have?
Well, there's
no,
this
like
thing
just
called
like in general. Like, are we supposed to have like 31 or something?
The Constitution
like
has a certain amount for every resident in the class, and then the off-campus or the international students one.
No?
There's no specific number that we need.
Like, no specific problem.
So we don't have to like add one from somewhere else, or
no.
We can just get rid of one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And,
do you?
Yeah.
Senator Clark?
Yeah, just to clarify, currently in the Constitution there are two prescribed to off-campus, and this would, the changes, the kind of language we were proposing would, one, there is some like weird stuff about in the Constitution that section about like off-campus that didn't really make sense, and then it would mainly just say that specifically the cabinet, I think, could change, could like at their discretion choose how many numbers the number of off-campus representatives, so that there would be pretty simple for me to get ideals.
It would be not cabinet, but the election committee, because it's in
okay.
the fall, so it would literally be the ethics chair, the ombudsperson, and the co-presidents in the fall, because Senate hasn't actually like officially convened while we're trying to figure out how many representatives to have, because people have to vote before Senate can meet. So it's the elections committee, not cabinet as a whole.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. So yeah, it would be the election committee that would be able to see the numbers of how many people are actually off campus and try to
make a number of what would be appropriate, and we'll just keep the process fairly simple. Deal.
Speaker Harmon.
Are we also going to work on amending what it means for quorum? That's going to also
vary.
No, quorum is just over half, so you can actually
over half.
Any other discussion on the off-campus representative constitutional change? I know it's kind of hard because we don't have anything written up yet, but Advisor Jonas?
Just a thought off the top of my head that whoever it is that's working on wording, like, not that I would imagine that the elections committee would just go crazy, but maybe you could think about putting a boundary, like no more than X, so that some year or some insane elections committee didn't decide to like have 30 members of off campus and then overwhelm the student senate or something random like that.
Chair Taven?
I think from my understanding of the wording, it was going to be that we only needed to have one, and it's at the elections committee discretion on if we have two. So I don't think there was going to be like if we had like a billion.
Okay.
So I think it was just making it so that you don't have to get two to start off with. And you can break, you can do like that vote to make sure that you would have to if you thought it was necessary. If else, it would just be the standard one, is from what I understand. Yeah.
Senator Antis?
Do we need to like vote table this, or is this?
Because we're not voting, so it's just discussion.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? Discussion? Discussion, seeing none. Is there any other new business? New business. New business. Oh, okay, actually, Senator O'Connell. Is there any other discussion on the charge? Oh yeah, we need a second for the charge, sorry. Okay. Second goes to Senator O'Neill. Discussion on the charge. Yeah, you still have the floor, but she's over there, so. Speaker Haberman?
Can you go into a little more detail on what this, is it deacons directing whiteness? Can you go into a little more detail on what that is?
Yes, I actually do not know where the team comes about it. She just told me that it's a program that a couple other college campuses have adopted. And it's like a 6-week program and it'd be optional for students to attend. And it's just like a series of like lectures and workshops and things like that to help them like become like more, I don't know, like just like maybe less.
Director Schwartz.
Senator O'Connell, I have a question. So why don't we just have the professor just talk to Senator or Chair Taven? Chair Taven about this, because then she probably knows, no offense, but she probably knows a lot more about the topic, and she'll be able to give Liz a better idea what she should look into.
Right.
Just an idea.
I feel like Liz is going to talk to the professor
anyhow.
Sure. So, like, a charge coming from the senator wouldn't impact that necessarily.
Okay. Just to make sure that happens.
Cool. Do you?
Yep.
Senator at home.
So, I don't like the name of the program exactly because I think it doesn't suggest that racism can go both ways. So, maybe if they did go into a program, like, it could be called Deconstructing Racism.
from my understanding of deconstructing whiteness, I have heard of this program before, and it's not really specifically about racism. It's really kind of towards privilege, on white privilege, and deconstructing like how you have so much privilege compared to where other people may be struggling. And it's really about privilege. It's definitely not about racism and being like, you're a racist and you need to like go through all those things. It's definitely like recognizing your own privilege and how maybe you are up here while someone else is way down here. And like, I don't know how to explain any better than that right now, so I'm just gonna, yeah.
Okay, is there any other discussion on the charge? Discussion, Senator Fassenbaugh. Okay. Any other discussion? Discussion. Senator O'Connell.
I apologize if I presented the program like in an inaccurate way. That was just my understanding, and it was from like a very brief conversation. But thank you for like explaining it further. I know.
All right. Any other discussion? Discussion on the charge. Discussion. Seeing none. Going to go into a vote. Those in favor of giving or charging the diversity committee with looking into the a program to deconstruct whiteness or regarding deconstructing whiteness, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? All right, seeing none, you are charged. New business, me. I wanted to take a quick mini straw poll to see if anybody, like, among the senators and cabinet is interested in, like, kind of a holiday get-together or, like, a mini social for Senate, because we tend to do a lot of businessy things and not so many social things. I'm going to have Administrative Director Nagarano kind of do a roll call again, and if you're interested, say yes. If you're opposed, say no. I'm thinking more of like a potluck type of a deal. That's pretty much it. Oh, actually, before we do that, I'm going to open the floor to discussion to see if anybody has any other like oppositions or ideas. Senator Antes.
So is this going to be like the end of your party at Joe Nessa's house, except in the middle of the year, or?
Yeah, except probably won't be at Joe Nessa's house, because it
my
it could be? Okay, so it might be at Joe Nessa's house?
You're always welcome
at
my house.
How nice. So yeah, it's going to be like the, like we have an end of the year get together at Joe Nessa's house. Usually it's a barbecue, but this will probably not be a barbecue, and it'll be more like a potluck. I don't want to put the burden on Joe Nessa to do the food thing this time around, but yeah.
Because I run out of food.
No, you're good. Any other like discussion or questions or concerns? You can make a sign up sheet in the spreadsheet with what you're bringing. All right, Administrative Director. So say yes if you're interested, say no if you're like not interested. I mean, it's okay if you say no.
What?
Senators Barron?
Yeah.
O'Neill?
Yeah, okay.
Bonham?
Seems very forced.
Fassenbaugh.
Huh?
Fassenbaugh.
Oh, I mean, I guess.
I'm
just on board, though.
I'm on board.
I'm set.
Nope.
O'Connell.
Absolutely.
Hollenbeck. Hannon.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yeah.
And Tim?
Yeah. Christmas party.
And Hong?
Yeah.
Clark?
Sure.
Discord.
Stars?
Yep.
Me? Yes. Still off?
ER.
Sikorsky?
Please.
Same.
Woo! I'm so pumped because now that's like the majority. Jonas, you cool with this?
No!
Did anyone
else? Jonas, is that cool with it? Okay, everyone except Jonas is invited. To Jonas' house. Great. So, more information to come on that. I'm glad we're doing something social and it's not all strictly business all the time. Is there any other new business? New business? New business? Seeing none? Announcements! Chair Taven.
There will be a program going on called Gustavus Unites. It's a collaboration between Res Life and the D Center. It'll be that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday that we get back from Thanksgiving, and it's going to be talking about acts against discrimination, bias, and hate in all forms. And so there's like a pledge you can take, but it's really just like we as Gustavus unite against all forms of bias, hate, and all those acts. And so that's something to look out for. Okay.
Clark.
We have a Twitter, and it is @GAStudentSenate. So pull out your handy dandy nano computers and follow @GAStudentSenate. And if you don't have a Twitter, get with it and then make one.
And follow me.
And follow Jonas and follow Becky Bergman and follow the whole Gustavus crew, but mainly GAStudentSenate. Also, happy Thanksgiving and have a great break.
Okay. Advisor Jonas.
I was just thinking that sometimes college students don't always pay attention to the weather, and we're supposed to be having some weather starting tonight at midnight with icy rain and then potentially turning to snow. So if you're traveling tomorrow, I don't think you need to be in a panic, but just be smart about it. And if you see your hallmates and floormates, might just remind them to pay attention to the weather as they think about the best time to leave or stay.
Me. Okay, I want to remind everyone to get their Christmas in Christ Chapel tickets. That's like the weekend after we get back, and it's a huge deal because I'm in it. No, that's not why. It's a huge deal because the theme is really exciting this year. It's Ubuntu, which means I am, we are, and like it's kind of like bringing everyone together, and it's regarding the theme is based out of like the motherland and like thinking about Africa, etc. So there's a lot of really cool stuff happening with it. We have a lot of people on campus that are obviously performing in it. John, you playing the orchestra, right? And Andrew's singing, and I saw Anne, she's singing. A bunch of people are singing, I'm dancing. It's gonna be awesome. And my other announcement was kind of like Jonas's. You should check the air pressure in your tires because it's cold, and because of physics, your air is gonna go out, so put more air in because of physics. Okay, Professor Schakowsky.
She's not here tonight, but if anyone sees Senator Ward, congratulate her for being elected as the Inter-Greek Senate co-president for the following year. That is all.
Cool. Any other announcements?
What is Jonas Van Hecke's Twitter name?
Oh, I think it's Jonas_VH.
I found it. Okay.
Announcements? Senator at home.
I told my friend, his name's Peter Horeca, he lost his keys in the Southwest parking lot. So if anyone hears me, I'm not prepared to play with the car.
Did he jump in through
Yeah.
It was
that's with a capital M.
Boston Alderhead and Gustavus this morning. About
some keys, right?
Yeah.
Any other announcements? Announcements? Announcements, seeing none, meeting adjourned.
No,
no.
We do not have Kevin on Thursday.
Only if you're bringing a full turkey.
Oh, I'm already following you. Maybe that's why I don't eat turkey.